Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back. Hope your weekend was awesome. Good morning, CEO.
Good morning.
Can you tell that I put on a little bit of like muscle, a little weight? Have you noticed that?
No.
Nah, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Wait, flex for me. Whoa. Do you have a permit for those?
See?
Yeah, she's making fun.
Wait, hold on. Do you need a Band-Aid? I think I have one.
Okay.
Because you're ripped.
If Amy comes in with a different hair color that's one notch different and we don't notice, oh my goodness, let the waterworks start.
Oh, stop. That's not true. You know that's not true.
Why are you talking in that funny tone?
Okay, so you've been on size?
About 5 pounds. Like,
you ever worried about getting
rusted?
I've started eating carbs a little bit, but let me tell you, I feel way better.
What kind of carbs?
I've been under eating for a long time.
Yeah.
To stay way low.
What are you eating, pizza?
Healthy carbs, probably like sweet potatoes.
I've been eating no carbs forever. Now I eat low carbs in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe you'd notice.
I wore a little
extra tight t-shirt today. Nobody noticed.
Dang. No, we didn't notice.
Eddie, look.
Oh, I mean, dude, the bicep looks good,
bro. Ray, what do you think?
Looks good.
Seriously, when you flex, though, that's like, it's like Popeye.
Your tone's weird again. For a different reason. I don't like it. We're here. It's Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, your hair looks great.
No, it doesn't.
Let's compliment. Let's everybody compliment each other.
Okay.
Just go to the person to your left.
No.
Amy, you're...
So you're struggling.
I'm just trying to pick of all the things.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay.
Your earrings are cool, really cool, fashionable today.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're cool. Big
they're
hoops.
Noonday.
Yeah, those are really neat.
Thanks.
And those are they charity earrings?
A woman made them. She lives in like Ethiopia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoever she is, send her my regards.
I will.
All right. Amy?
Yes? Okay. Lunchbox. Yeah. You look really clean. You look... Hold on. I'm trying to get it just right. I really, really like your beard.
At that length?
The length is good. It's not out of control.
Okay. Hey, take a compliment, buddy.
Thank you. That was really nice.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Nice hat, dude.
Nice hat, dude.
That's all you got?
Wow.
Wait, it's an accessory.
Eddie's got a Whataburger hat on.
All right, compliment
me now.
I figured he'd go for the beard. All right, Bones.
Yeah, let me know.
Dude.
What's up?
Have you been gaining some weight? You look ripped, dude.
Okay, never mind.
What are you talking about? Okay, let me do another one.
I know,
like a real one.
Bones.
What?
Dude, your shirt looks clean. No dandruff today.
Mm-hmm.
I have been like washing my hair like crazy with this
special sauce.
Yeah.
Yes. And so my hair gets extra puffy, but not as much dandruff.
Well, just wanted to let you know we all noticed.
And dry scalp. Thank you very much.
You look great.
That's how we should start every show where you guys compliment me. It feels so good.
Right?
Just you.
Yeah, everybody does me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the Bobby
Bones Show. I'm pretty excited about this week. You know, Miranda will be in tomorrow.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Well,
it's huge.
Been looking forward to this.
You know, it's a thing.
I know.
So today's still going to happen.
Today.
Let's start with ICU right now. Recognizing cool people.
Wow. Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So there's a 9-year-old. His name is Colt Kyler. And his dad wanted to reward him for tickets for all his hard work. So he works with his dad every day on the farm in Indiana. But he also hit the honor roll for the first time. And his dad was like, okay, because he's from Indiana, he's a huge Cubs fan. So he surprised him with tickets to go to the Cubs game.
What is it? It means that you're going to Wrigley Field.
What are they playing?
The Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's so excited.
That's cool.
Eddie, ever made your kid so happy they cried?
No, not yet. I'm still working on that.
Hey, dad goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they liked the Cardinals.
No, he's a Cubs fan.
Oh, right.
But the Cardinals are their big rival.
Right, I knew that.
No, you didn't. Eddie in sports, don't ever.
Totally knew that.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Frito-Lay has issued a nationwide recall on some of their kettle-cooked chips. They may make you sick. All the different flavors that are being recalled are listed online. In airline news, American Airlines has apologized after a video posted to Facebook showed the moments after an employee allegedly hit a woman with a stroller, barely missing the baby. The employee has been suspended. And finally, U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson broke the record today for the most time in space by an American, 535 days. So congrats to her.
I got to work in Nashville this weekend. I did a stand-up comedy show here in town. And afterward, I mean, it was like the show family reunion. I'd never seen everybody in the same place all at once other than that time. Because normally on the weekends, I'm away working, but I got to work in town. And everybody decided to stay and just hang out. Mm-hmm. And just hang out. And just hang out. And finally, I was like, because the whole area right there. I'm like, guys, you got to go.
Yeah.
Because the longer you stay, the longer the workers in theater got to stay. And I got to pay them. So.
Oh, you ain't got to go, but you can't stay here.
Right.
Yeah. That saying?
Yeah.
And you guys still didn't leave.
No.
I was like, come on, you guys got
to
go.
Oh, you have to. Oh, I didn't realize the whole, like, you know, paying thing.
Yeah, it's like you rent the place.
Oh. Yeah. You should have said so.
I was like, guys, you got to go. Because everyone
should have said, time is money.
Time was money. I was just like, hey.
Oh.
All right.
Thanks for letting us hang.
The stage was like empty and the seats were all empty and Amy and Ray kept going to act like they were performing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no crowd. That would be so awesome.
Yeah. I saw Amy's husband and he comes up after. I saw him before and after, but he comes up after and goes, hey, are those your new Yeezys? You know, because Amy got me some Yeezys right. for my birthday, but I don't have them yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't joking. I just had on some really cool red shoes. And he thought they were really, he calls them Yeezys. But he thought they'd already gotten them. And I was like, no, I don't have them. He goes, we don't have your Yeezys yet? So even he was surprised that Amy's birthday present hasn't gotten to me yet.
I know.
We're running out of time.
We are.
Trust me.
You got a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't count.
Or I'm going to find you some legit Yeezys.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, time for your Monday morning positivity. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I love these stories about when the window washers at children's hospitals dress up.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like superheroes are all climbing the building.
Mm-hmm.
Kids at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia got a cool surprise. They looked out the windows yesterday, and all the window washers were dressed up as Power Rangers.
Oh, that's cool.
They started at the top floor and made their way all the way down. They stopped all the windows and waved. That's Power.
That.
Like, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
That'd be cool.
cool
for me if I was in the hospital. Amy?
Well, a guy was out running. His name is Gordon Harvey. He was listening to a podcast while he was jogging. He thought he heard some barking in the background, but he's like, is this part of the podcast? So he took his earbuds out. Sure enough, a dog was barking that was stuck in a storm drain pipe. So he ran to a nearby fire department, asked them, hey, do y'all rescue pets? They're like, sure, let's go assess the situation. They went out there, rescued the Cocker Spaniel 10 feet deep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, firefighter Matthew Stonbaugh went down, got the dog out of the pipe.
I was listening to a podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing Jake Owen call me a weird dude.
Yeah, that was real.
Because you're weird, dude.
And you're
the weirdest human being ever.
And you are
not as weird as you are, dude.
And I was like, so I called the cops. And I was like, is Jake Owen okay? And they were like, that's just part of the Bobby cast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're weird, dude.
And you're
the weirdest human being ever.
And
you are not as weird as you are, dude.
It's like the weird off.
That's funny.
Go subscribe to the Bobbycast. You can listen on iHeartRadio or subscribe on iTunes. It's a show I do from my house. Lunchbox.
Jackie Miller is an orthodontist in Missouri, and she likes to teach her kids that it's important to give back. So she went and she said, I'd like to donate a kidney to whoever matches and is next on the donor list, is waiting for a kidney. Didn't know him, no reason to go, just to teach her kids to give back. She gave a kidney.
Wow.
That's
dedication.
Like, I'd have probably done, like, some volunteer service on the weekend.
Yeah.
Dang, okay, that's crazy. All right, that's Tell Me Something Good. That's why we do it, your positivity.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow because Miranda Lambert will be in studio. And it's her first time to do any media in a long time, and they're nervous.
They being her people?
I guess.
Why? What are you hearing?
I don't know. Everybody's a little nervous. Here's the thing. Like, I'm very excited that she's coming back in. I'm very excited that she wants to come talk to us first. You know, because she doesn't know much media.
Yeah.
But everybody's like, oh, what's he going to do? I haven't done anything crazy. I'm never malicious. I never headline hunt and, like, go after. It's like, I'm going to get. Because I don't care.
Right.
These are people that I have to have a relationship with for a long time. And I like Miranda. I think her last double album was like this really cool piece of art. And it's just a weird, like, I don't know how people think this. Like, I'm such an artist advocate, but everybody gets scared. I'm the bad boy, you know? There's nothing bad about me.
Okay.
Don't listen to these stories that are written. The bad boy of country radio. I don't do anything bad.
Okay, trust me, people. I work with him every day. Not a bad boy.
No, not a bad boy. Another fight. Just because I have opinions, I'm the bad boy. Because nobody in this format has opinions.
That he does have opinions.
Like, oh, what's the bad boy country radio going to ask? Nothing. Like, how's it going? How's life? You good?
Yeah.
That'll be tomorrow. Miranda will be in, and everybody's on edge just a little bit. I was like, hey, I can't have 90 people in the studio. So I may have to trade out.
Oh.
Like, if they're like, okay, we're only bringing a couple in tomorrow.
We have to
I'm
go
like,
out?
Then some of my people got to go out too.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen. It could be. I don't know. That, tomorrow, Miranda Lambert will be in. It's going to be fantastic in my mind. It can be better.
It's going to be like the bouncer at the club in here with one of those little one in, one
all
out.
All right. Well, one to hurt people in, one about to the
great. Yeah.
That's tomorrow on the show. Not today, but tomorrow. But people are already thinking about it. People are writing stories about it.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Josh Turner. He has the new number one song in the country with Hometown Girl. He replaced Jason Aldean's Any Old Barstool, which fell to the number four spot. So passengers on a Delta flight were treated to a live Kenny G performance on Saturday.
I saw
the
that.
The flight crew, they were raising money for charity, and he said he'd play if they raised $2,000 on the plane, and they did.
That's funny. He pulled out his little, it didn't look like, it looks like a, one of the, what's the flat instrument called? Because he plays a weird saxophone.
Like more of like a clarinet
looking
thing.
Yeah, it looks like Kenny G's, yeah, it looks like a clarinet, but he played it the whole time.
Yeah, so cool. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Odessa, Texas. A 31-year-old man has been arrested after he told police he had been kidnapped and his car was set on fire. He said he got, you know, held up at gunpoint. Someone forced him in the car, wow. Drove the car out there,
wow.
Burned it up.
Whoa.
Turns out, they caught it on surveillance camera. He burned it himself. He had fallen behind on his car payments and he wanted to collect the insurance money.
Wow.
So he made up the whole story.
And didn't want to lose his car to the repo man.
Exactly. Huh. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Our producer, Eddie, who does all of our videos, he has two kids, and him and the kids and the wife. It's been summertime. It's been warm. And so you guys will go to pools?
Yeah, we have a pool that we go to at the Y. But that doesn't open up till June. So now that it's like getting warm, I'm like, we need a pool. Stat. So I had been driving around the neighborhood, and I found an apartment complex that has a pool, but it's got a lock on it. Good news is I know a dude that knows a dude that lives there.
Oh, you don't even know the dude that lives there?
I don't know the dude that lives there.
Okay.
But he has a big truck and a business, so I know that he knows he lives there. So I'm getting the code from him for the pool. And so I went to take the kids to the pool, and I was like, don't worry, we're all good. I got the code. And they're so embarrassed by it. They're like, we can't do this. And especially my 9-year-old junior, he's like, he will not break a single rule. And he hates it. He does not want to be part of it. My wife is even like, is this okay that we do this?
Well, has anyone said anything to you about it?
No, we've already been twice. We've been twice. Everyone's cool.
And you don't feel guilty at all?
No, and it's not an apartment. It's like a townhouse.
But it's community. Not your pool, though.
No.
It's a community pool for them that live there.
But there are enough townhouses for them not even know who we are. And it'd be cool.
If someone was doing it to your pool and you were living in a place, and a whole family was just coming in and hanging out, well, how would you feel?
I'd probably investigate and find out who they are.
If someone walks up to you and says, hey, what unit are you? What do you say?
I'd have to, thank you. I'm going to start looking and pick a unit out. That's a good idea. I got to be prepared for this.
They're like, no, you don't. I live there.
Oh, I thought, okay, so you're just saying, yeah, now you need to figure out which unit you live in?
I'll probably go by today and look at an empty unit.
But you're only going maximum until June, right?
Yes.
That's when the YMCA pull over.
Because we have a membership at the Y, so that I just wait until June. So this is just to cover us.
And the kids are humiliated?
They do not want... Junior, the little one, Junior, he didn't care.
He's three, he didn't care.
He loves it.
Yeah.
But my wife and my 9-year-old, they're so worried about it every single time we go.
Do you guys grill out? Like, take the whole experience in? Like, take a music?
Oh, we do take music.
You do?
A little
what?
Bose speaker, yeah.
And how long do you go if you're going to go?
A couple hours, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you, man. Yeah. It's been fun. We love it. I mean, I do it, at least.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Yeah, it would be weird for me, knowing that I'm breaking the rules. Especially your 9-year-old. He loves the rules. Like, he loves
dude,
the
he
rules.
He will not break a single rule.
Get him a boat, dude.
Hey.
Go out on the lake.
If I had $1 million. Yeah.
Hey, Karen in Iowa City. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. What's going on?
I just want to say thank you to all you guys, because I'm a nurse, and I work at the University of Iowa, in a neurological ICU that's actually probably one of the worst ICUs in the surrounding five states.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that factually.
Yes, what do you mean
seriously,
by the worst?
We are level one. We are known for our neurological ICU all across the world, actually.
But the worst? It's
like, yep. The people, you guys that work there, y'all are amazing. It just means y'all are dealing with really serious cases.
I thought she meant like the worst. It's like, I work at the worst Apple. No.
It is the absolute best job in the entire world, and I love it. However, we see things that most people can handle and that most people shouldn't have to see.
Got it.
And a lot of death, a lot of organ donation. But every morning, to decompress, we listen to you guys, and you make us laugh and forget what we've seen and forget the person that we were just, taking off life support. It helps us decompress, which is really hard in nursing to release all that.
Well, thank you very much. I also appreciate what you do. It's a very selfless job. I thought she meant the worst. Did you guys think that at first? Like she was calling slant.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's not the case. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did at first too, but then I was like, surely she doesn't mean that. She means this.
You guys can call us 877-77-BOBBY if you want to say what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
I'm going to throw a never going to get it at you right now.
Okay.
We'll come back to it in a minute. I want you guys to think about it. The average person says they have to be in a relationship with someone for at least a year before they let them do this.
Huh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Never going to get it, right? The average person says they have to be in a relationship with someone for at least a year before they let them do this. Oh my God, a lunchbox who's also known as a spoiler.
Yeah.
If you get it, we don't roll on anymore, but go ahead.
Yeah, I hate to ruin it, but it's Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents.
Ooh, good one.
Did anybody else have that?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Show me Meet the Parents.
Oh.
That's not it. The average person says they have to be in a relationship with someone for at least 1 year before they let them do this. Think about that. We'll come back to it in a second. All right, let's give it a shot here. Never going to get it. The average person says they have to be in a relationship for at least a year before letting them do this. Amy, take a shot.
Have a password.
Oh, to like a social media account?
Wow.
Or something, yeah.
No, that's not it. Jeez.
Wow.
No.
No password?
No way. Probably never.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'd rather give up and share a bank account than a password.
Oh.
Wow. Lunchbox.
Okay, they go away for the weekend. Pet sit. Babysit the pet.
Eddie?
Oh, easy. Spend the night.
No.
1 year.
What?
Hey, you got to keep it old school.
That's not, you didn't do that either.
Yeah.
Don't act like you
did. So what?
Hello, David. You're on the air, David. Thank you for calling. What do you think about this?
Oh, first and foremost, woo pig. We'll go ahead and get that out of the way.
All right. I appreciate that.
Let's go with passing gas.
That is incorrect.
I had that too.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that have that on here, and so none of you guys are right. But I appreciate that. It's let's go to Kelly in Nancy, Kentucky. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think about this?
I would say probably say I love you.
Ooh.
Oh.
Now.
I didn't think about that.
That's not the answer.
Okay.
Thank goodness. That's not the answer. Thank you for the call. I'm going to take one more, though.
Yeah, you say it way before a year.
I don't.
Right?
Nope, not me. I never said it. Autumn in Gainesville, Florida. Hello.
Hi.
You are the last person to get a shot at this, then we'll have no winner.
Okay.
What do you got?
No pressure.
No pressure.
Popping pimples.
Mmm. Oof. Amy loves to pop people's pimples.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guess.
How do we feel about that? Yes or no?
Pretty solid.
Yeah,
pretty solid.
Popping pimples. No.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The answer is the average person takes a year to let someone drive their car. Like, you can take my car. Take my car. Take my car.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah, right?
Man.
Anybody have that, by the way?
No.
No?
Yeah.
No.
That's why it's called Never Gonna Get It. I knew you guys would never get that. Dang. I watched all of This Is Us, so I'm caught up. And we don't do spoilers. And anyway, it didn't end exactly how I thought it was going to end. Because the news spoiled it for me, and then it didn't end exactly how I thought. The news spoiled it for me. So,
oh, well, that's good for you.
No,
good.
Because I already had in my mind how it was happening because they ruined it. And so I was like, oh, this is for sure. They ruined the last three episodes. Like, even knowing a wrong spoiler is as bad as knowing the right spoiler. Because as you're sitting through it, it just is what it is. So I watched that. And because I worked, and usually I travel all weekend, but because I had a show, a stand-up show in Nashville, I got to stay home a lot. So I watched This Is Us, and I watched like three episodes of Scandal. And this season is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And so I stayed up late. I didn't sleep last night very much. And so I stayed up watching that last night. And then I started watching that show on Netflix, 13 Reasons.
13 Reasons Why?
Amy, I'm not into it.
Okay.
I know you like it. And Lindsay loves it. She was playing shows this weekend, and she came back. And I think we've seen three episodes.
Okay, I'm done.
Do I need more than three episodes?
I don't think so. If you're not in it, if you're not feeling it, you're just not feeling it. Because even one of our good friends wasn't feeling it, and she watched all 13 this weekend.
It's just like, I'm curious as to how it ends, but it's so high school feeling.
It is very high school feeling.
Probably because everybody's in high school and the cat, like they're in high school. But that's a show that the news is covering, and they're like, you shouldn't watch it if you're sad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's before every episode or at least for sure towards the end. It's like they give a warning to what you're about to.
They do?
Wow.
Yeah, it must be just towards the end ones because I didn't notice it in the beginning. Maybe just me?
Yeah, they see the other things you're watching and they're like, this may not be good for you.
No, but it just warns you of the content because, I mean, it's pretty heavy.
I'm going to watch a couple more.
Okay. Let me know what you think.
I will.
I feel like if you're not into it now, I don't know that you'll get into it.
I saw the American Airlines flight where the guy was like going to fight the passenger after it. This is a whole, it's crazy. This is a whole different, have you seen this video?
No. Mm.
Okay. So I'm not talking about the United flight or the United flight or the other United flight. Now, this is a whole different one.
Yeah.
This is an American Airlines flight. And so a male flight attendant apparently accidentally hit a woman in the face with a stroller. And so then almost got into a fight with another passenger who stepped in. American apologized and suspended the flight attendant. And I don't know if you guys saw the video or not. I can play some.
Hey, bud. You do that to me and I'll knock you flat.
You stay out of this. You don't know what the story is.
I don't care what the story is. You almost hurt a baby.
The woman's crying, the baby's. The flight attendant challenges the guy to a fight.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what?
It was not good.
Okay, you don't need to know the whole story of a stroller hit another human.
I think just by watching it, it was they were having trouble getting it up into the overhead or there was some issue.
Uh-huh.
And then they were going to have to check it. And then they got into it about that. And then the flight attendant's like, you don't know what's happening.
Okay.
It just wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And you know everybody's got their phones out on planes
now.
I mean,
now you just
like
have
anything
to be,
that happens
yes.
at all, everybody's got their phones out on planes. Lunchbox, did you watch the video?
I watched the video and I thought maybe the guy overreacted a little bit. Like the flight attendant's trying to do his job and he didn't mean to hit anybody with the stroller. And the guy's challenges into a fight. You do that to me, I'm going to knock you flat. He could have gone up in a more calm manner, I thought.
Mm. Well, the guy, first of all, doesn't know the woman. He saw her almost get hit with the stroller in the face.
He's just another passenger.
He's just a passenger. But you can't, as an employee, go, you want some of this, buddy? You just can't. The employee, American Knowledge is completely wrong.
Okay.
Even throw the guy off the plane if there's an issue.
Well, I never saw the video, but the headline definitely led me to believe, because now I remember the headline, that the flight attendant purposefully hit the mom with the stroller.
No, that's not the case. But he grabbed it and almost hit her.
Wow, okay.
And there was anger.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy stepped in. It was like, whoa, you almost hit her in the face with that.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, you want some of this? You don't know the whole story? It was a whole.
Yeah, don't do that.
It was a whole thing.
I'll knock you flat.
I had a bad day.
It was a whole. The guy got up twice. The random passenger. I also thought maybe he wanted to be a hero a little bit because
he's like elbowing his buddy. Hey, film this.
Lunchbox did that once.
Oh yeah. Man,
with that old guy on
the
our
guy
flight,
was like 100.
Like, yes,
there was a guy. Eddie, there was a guy. You're the only one that knows this story.
No,
so
I don't know.
Tell it to you. We get on this flight. We're on a Southwest flight, and we're just flying. Who knows? Like 2 hour flight, right? And so there's this really old man, probably 90. And he's like, angry at the flight attendant because his prune juice didn't get given to him or something.
Okay.
And Lunchbox all of a sudden is going to be vigilante guy on the airplane and like stop the old guy. He's like, get your phones ready because I'm about to stop. And we're like, dude, he's 90. Like the flight attendant can handle this one. And he's like, get your phones ready because I'm about to go into action.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, sir, I will get. And he's like, okay, thank you. Lunch is like, woo, dodged a bullet there.
What were you going to do?
Look, he was giving the flight attendant attitude. He was getting a little unruly. And so I was going to have to put him down. I mean, I wanted it to be a safe flight, and I could have gone.
There was nothing threatening about this guy at all.
And by put him down, you mean?
Hey, I got to tackle him, That's what happens.
There was nothing threatening.
He
just wanted to be the big man who, like, stood up to somebody on an airplane. He had to be at least 85.
And he was grumpy. I'll give him that. Yeah. But he's not going to hurt anybody.
But if I were 85, I'd be grumpy too, naturally.
Yeah.
Here is the countdown. 7 days until the 1st of May, 12 days until our iHeart Country Festival, and 20 days until Mother's Day. So heads up there. Today, Dirk Bentley stops by the house for an episode of the Bobbycast. So he is coming over tonight. Amy, you're not allowed to come over to the house.
I'm not going to.
Amy comes over all the time. Hey, Dirk's fancy seeing you at the house.
Stop.
One of my favorite things about when people come over to the house, like Jake Owen or Maren or some of the big songwriters, I always like to see what they drive. Because you never see that when they come to the radio station.
Yeah.
Because I have a studio in my house, and so we'll go down, walk downstairs, we'll talk for a while, then we'll walk out the front door. And I always eyeball what their vehicle is when they drive in. And so some of them have some pretty legit. No one's not had a legit car.
Okay. Ooh.
Like Jake had a legit car. Like everybody has legit cars. I wish that was a different show I could do.
Yeah.
Like what the artists and songwriters drive up. So Dirk's will be by the house tonight. Tomorrow, Miranda Lambert in studio, so be listening for that. First time she's done media in a while, and they picked us. Oh, boy. What are they thinking? All right. So, but tomorrow, that'll be cool. Like, I'm excited about Miranda Lambert in studio. Wednesday's National Pretzel Day. I don't like pretzels, really.
Yeah, me neither.
Thursday, the NFL draft begins, and there's also the series premiere of Married at First Sight, Second Chances.
Whoa!
Lunchbox loves this show.
Second Chances? Yeah. I'm about to check out that. Oh, man. I don't know what that means, but I love Married at First Sight, where they just meet them at the altar, and boom, you're married.
I think if it didn't work out, they try again.
That's cool.
With a different couple?
I don't know. I never heard of this show, but I know you talked about it, so I put it on the list.
Oh, here it is. Second Chances. Dun, dun, dun.
On Friday, Willie Nelson has a new album called God's Problem Child. And then on Saturday, it's Willie's birthday. Willie turns 84.
Wow.
Man.
Whoa, and he's still, like, just out there
touring,
doing it.
Crushing it. Also on Saturday, our band, the Raging Idiots, play Stagecoach in California. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is happening on Saturday with Journey. Name a song.
Don't Stop Believing.
Pearl Jam. Name a song.
I don't know.
What?
No.
Not one?
I could sing it if
Go ahead.
Come on.
Well, give me a hint and I'll start singing it.
How about Jeremy?
Jeremy's spoken.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
How about Better Man?
Can't find a better man.
Yeah, you got
there
it.
You go.
Tupac.
Oh, yeah. We can go on. California love.
There you go.
That's going to be awesome.
That's all what's going on this week here. So, pretty fun week.
Are all those people still around except for Tupac?
The lead singer of
Journey's not around.
Yeah, but they
alive.
Have a replacement.
He's alive.
But he's not with the band.
Yeah, but he's not with... But he probably will get inducted with them.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah,
it's a new lead singer. They got off YouTube.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that story.
But he sounds just like
Crazy.
Steve Perry, the original
lead singer.
What
happened to the other guy? Are they going to fight?
Kind of.
Oh.
They just didn't.
So it'd be like if we got in a fight and you left, we just brought in some random lead dude.
They kind of sounded like
sounds
me.
Just like Bobby.
And like,
yeah. And, okay. Yeah. And just, they did the same bits and everything. Yes.
So does the new guy get into the Hall of Fame too?
No, probably not.
He better not.
Probably not. I don't know, but probably not.
Yeah.
That's weak if he does.
Yeah, that's weak.
Yeah. Weak sauce, man. Here's a bonus. I see you today just because it was funny. Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A pizza parlor in Portland broke the Guinness World Record for most cheeses on a pizza. They made the pizza with 101 different types of cheese.
Oh, there's that many kinds of cheese?
Yeah, the reason they did it is because another pizza place claimed to have a 99 cheese pizza, and people were like, that's impossible. They're like, oh yeah, we'll take that and we'll do 101.
Wow.
So as a thank you to the community, they offered $2 slices, and they made a whole bunch of 101 cheese pizza. I don't even know 5 cheeses. How many cheeses can you name, Amy? Okay, ready and go.
American, cheddar, Gouda, goat.
Is goat a type of cheese?
That's a cheese?
Yeah.
Is it like
sheep?
That's so smart.
I don't think that's a type of cheese though.
Brie, blue cheese. I don't know.
There's 101 types of cheese.
That's quite the cheese.
It is. There's a
situation.
Guy. He stole a box of Girl Scout cookies, And so he's going to go to jail for a year.
What?
Good.
Well, he stole the cookies and he also stole the little cash
box. He stole the box of money.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
But he must have had it priors. The big story is the guy who stole the cookies and the little money is going to jail for a year, but he had to have priors.
So you think he stole another cookie money?
I don't know if he's the cookie monster, like where they're trying to make it.
Oh.
Your third strike, usually you spend some extra time in. First time you go to jail, just listen, most of my family's been in jail.
Mm-hmm.
First time you kind of just get slapped on the wrist. They don't want to cram the jail.
Are you
with
the
people.
Only one without a record, you think?
Hmm. In my family?
Criminal record.
How many layers out? Like immediate to...
Let's go cousins.
Blood, probably. My stepdad, I don't think he's... Again, my mom didn't marry my stepdad until I was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
But blood, I think that everybody's been to jail.
Wow.
Everybody. Everybody. My mom was in jail. Everybody was in jail.
Yeah.
It was just a thing. It wasn't even a thing.
I know for you, I can't think of one relative that's been to jail.
My closest uncle was in the penitentiary for years and years and years. And I remember going to see him and just going up to the penitentiary.
You've been to the penitentiary?
Yeah, it wasn't even a thing to me. People would just go to jail in my family.
Okay.
And so I know, right? But even now, I've got people,
I know your cousin recently escaped from jail, a few years ago, but that was
and
crazy.
It was a
He's
national news.
News
story. It was like Good Morning America, him escaping from jail. My first cousin escaped from prison. It was like
your same last name.
Yes, and they were running all through the country chasing him.
And you were worried, like, I just hope he doesn't hurt somebody.
Yep.
That was bizarre.
I didn't care what happened to him because I wanted him to get put back in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was just like, please don't hurt anybody. For multiple reasons. Like, one, for them, and two, they were, like, investigating everybody in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were going to every blood, even me. They were like, hey, have you talked? They would call me. I'm like, no, I haven't talked to him in years.
It's like, I know this side of your life because
I don't surround myself with it, though.
I get it.
If I don't, you don't.
I know. Like, I just, it's hard for me to just really picture. Like, I want to kind of just go in a little time machine and picture watch you.
It's weird to think back at that being natural and normal to me. Just going to the jail to see family members because everybody was in jail at different points.
Yeah.
And it was just like, hey, we're going to go to the Wow, it's crazy now. Yeah. Now it's just, hey, guys, can we stay out of jail?
Yeah.
If you go to jail now, you're probably fired. Just in case you're wondering. Oh. Just a heads up to all of you guys.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Lee Bryce got bit on the hand by Brett Young's dog, even though he was warned to stay away. Lee wrote on Facebook that Brett was like, yeah, he bites. But Lee was like, I couldn't help myself. It's a tiny dog. What's it going to do to me? Well, the dog bit his hand in the picture he posted on Facebook. It's not pretty.
Why would you have a dog that bites? Like, really, why would you just have a dog around people that bites? Like, control that, or don't let him around people.
Yeah, well, I mean, Brett told him, and I guess he was controlling it, and Lee was like,
I don't think,
okay.
Just don't have it. Listen, as someone who has a pit bull who doesn't bite, if you have a dog that bites, keep him
I bet Brett could have his dog at whatever apartment he wanted to.
If you had a person who just walked around, punched people in the face, would you let him out and just walk? No. The same way you shouldn't have a dog out just biting people. Now, most big people don't walk around, punch people in the face. Just like most big dogs don't bite people.
Mm-hmm.
But if one big person punches one little person in the face, it's all over the news. Oh, my goodness. It frustrates me to no end. I'm going to call the dog authorities on
it. No, don't.
Who was it?
Cool.
Brett Michaels from Poison?
What? Whose dog was it?
Yeah.
Brett Young.
No.
We Brett.
What else?
So William Michael Morgan says counseling helped him get to a better place, and he's encouraging people now, saying, you know, if it's something you've been thinking about doing, he recommends it.
I think this is twofold. One, I agree with him. Went to lots of therapy over the years. Changed my life. Two, I think he got busted cheating on his fiance, the runaway June girl, and this is kind of him out in front of that.
Oh.
Kind of going, because it's out there. I think that's what it is.
Oh.
It's like when someone's like, hey, I'm going to go into rehab, but they really aren't going in for themselves. They're going in so the news will go, oh.
Oh, he's getting help, or he got
right.
help, or he cares about getting help.
If you're going into rehab for your own reasons, I think that's amazing, and I've personally dealt with it many times in my family. But, you know, you'll see a lot of celebrities go, oh, I'm going to rehab, just so they can save whatever commercial viability they have.
Well, his was counseling, right?
I don't. Yeah, his was counseling, but I'm saying
no. I get
that's
it.
What
either
it
way,
feels
kind of
like.
Fills in the.
But listen, it really if it maybe it helps. It's helping him through whatever
It is. Crisis. And just being a voice for it and just saying, hey, anybody else going through anything, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Get help.
I completely agree about therapy.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
I don't think that's probably what this is all about, but, you know.
But it's like just kind of something's in the news that's bad, counter it with something that's good.
Yeah, probably. Just if I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
The station manager of our local station named Gator. And Gator texted me, he's like, hey, I'm about to start watching Netflix. He didn't have a Netflix account. He's like, I just got Netflix. Like, what's the one show my wife and I should watch? And so I'm put in the spot of trying to figure out what's the one show that you recommend to someone. And now Gator is very conservative. You know, you got, so it's like you don't want to stay away from a lot of like the bad word stuff. So what's the one show that you recommend? Because I went through and I recommended Stranger Things.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Because one, it's only one season. And two, it's pretty clean for the most part. Like, I feel like people can watch that and not have to worry about being offended.
Ooh, okay.
What would you, because I was going to go Narcos.
Yeah. Oh, that's a little heavy.
But it's real. It's history.
It's history. Gator can handle it, because I was going to go House of Cards.
That was the second one I put on the list, but I was like, it's kind of crazy.
I know. But well, I mean,
you would have said House of Cards.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what would you have said?
Netflix show, I say Bloodline.
Yeah, I never watched that.
Kyle Chandler, it's so good.
It's safe.
I also wanted to give him a show that everybody was talking about.
Oh.
Because if you watch a Netflix original, you kind of want to be in on the cool kids club.
Oh, I know.
What?
The Gilmore Girls. The new one they just brought back.
Okay.
Oh, or Fuller House.
Yeah.
But those aren't like Netflix. I'm just saying.
You're
but there's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer.
Well, I mean, it's the exact opposite of House of Cards, basically.
Fuller House?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Full House, though, is better than Fuller House.
Of course,
absolutely.
Talking Netflix.
So it's a really special day for us because Nathan is in studio, and Nathan's part of the Make-A-Wish program, and Nathan's Make-A-Wish was to come sit in the studio. And so, hi, Nathan. Holly, your mom. Where's Holly? Holly, we've met. But come on up here. Can you talk for a second, Holly?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on up. So I want to read a little bit of the note that you wrote. Hey, just the microphone right here. Yeah, you're good. So, by the way, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for
like,
having us.
Really appreciate you coming in. And so whenever you contacted us, we were like, how can we make this happen? You know, and so we got to meet Nathan outside of a Raging Idiots concert first.
Right.
And then we're like, we want to get you guys to the studio. And I want to read some of the note here. So we started listening to the Bobby Bones Show almost every morning, and he loved it. He clearly had songs he liked more than others. He laughed at their jokes. He gets to listen to Bobby or whatever songs he decides while getting infusions. It still soothes him. He cries terribly, and we have to stick needles in, and as soon as we turn on Bobby or play his country music, he settles down and gets through his infusion. So tell me about Nathan.
Well, he's a 10-year-old boy that he actually has a very complicated medical history, and he just absolutely he loves listening to the country music. And when we give him, like I said, when we give him these infusions, when he listens to it, it just absolutely settles him down. And we love listening to your guys' show. I'm very nervous, honestly.
No, you're good.
You're doing good.
You're doing good.
But he just, you know, it's one of these things where we really. It's been, you know, a huge part of our family. It really started with me and Nathan listening to your show in the morning. And I didn't realize, because he's nonverbal, I didn't realize that he even had enjoyed country music. And I turned it on. And anyway, once I realized that, then I just kept turning it on from every morning. And it's just one of these things that it became part of our daily routine. And now his little sister, she loves it, and she sings the songs with
what
him.
What up?
Yeah. You say hi, Ariana.
Ariana. So I have a couple things I want to play for you.
Yeah.
And then I want to give you. Can we give her somebody's headphones for a second too, Holly?
Here, right below you.
Okay.
Drop. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So Nathan's in. So first, we know that Nathan's a fan of Zac Brown. So this is Zac. Here, put those headphones on so you can hear this. So we were like, hey, Zach, Nathan's coming in. It's his 10th birthday. And
hey, Nathan. It's the Zach Brown Band. We're thinking about you, buddy. Hope to see you soon. Come out and see us, man.
So Zach's like, hey, let us know whenever you want. They'll fully hook that up.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Like, are you kidding?
Zach's a friend and is like, just let me know.
That's awesome.
So not only that, we know that Nathan's a big fan of Eric Church.
Yes.
So here's,
he loves Eric Church.
I called Eric. Here's Eric.
Okay.
This is Eric backstage with his guitar singing a message for Nathan.
Oh, wow. Can Nathan hear this too?
Yeah.
If he puts some, put some earphones
on. Yeah, I want him to hear this.
Hey, Nathan, we got Eric Church singing to you, buddy. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
I know you like the song Homeboy.
Listen.
Here's Eric Church.
Hey,
he recorded
buddy.
This just for you. Here you go.
Listen.
Church.
Wow, the smile.
And so we have a gift for you, too. Eric sent this up for you as well.
You.
So bring it on in here. So Nathan's in from Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
And so we have a birthday party here. And we Eric sent up a signed electric guitar, too.
Oh, you're kidding me. Look at that. Are you kidding me? Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're
this
welcome.
This is so cool.
So
look at that, buddy. That's from Eric. You see? He got you a guitar. Oh, my gosh. He signed
your name on it.
He's got your name on it. Oh, my goodness.
So you guys hang out. We got... Oh,
thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank
Let's
you.
Hang out.
Thank you.
And we'll come,
so cool.
We'll come back in 1 second.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Nathan's in, and Nathan's 10th birthday is when, Holly? Holly's his mom.
Today.
It's
today.
It's literally today?
Literally
today. It's literally... Well, here's... We have a whole birthday party that we can have for him over here with cupcakes and hats.
Oh, cool.
And we have big glasses like mine, too, if he wants to look like a nerd like me.
Oh, yeah.
So we have that for him.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Holly, because I don't... Make-A-Wish reached out to us. It's been a month, 2 months, 3 months ago. I'm not sure when. I know we talked a bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
If Nathan's nonverbal, how did you know that he wanted to come up to the show?
He uses a device that he calls his talker. It's an augmentative communication device, and he can type one finger at a time. It's very slow, but he will communicate through that device.
And so what did he type, and how did you know he wanted to come here?
Well, when the Make-A-Wish representatives came to our house, it's a whole process. They do like a little interview and just, you know, ask a few questions or whatever. And he started to write out Bobby, and they were, you know, doing their interview process with him. And he wrote Bobby, and then they're like, Bobby, Bobby who, Bobby what, Bobby Bones. And then he wrote Bobby Bones, Tennessee. So I knew what he meant. You know, they weren't sure at first. And I'll be honest, a couple of them were like, who's Bobby Bones? So then
most people are like,
yeah.
That's
and then, then they were, it was funny because everybody's Googling and they're like, oh, yeah, cool. So anyway, but that's how they figured it out.
Wow. And I love Make-A-Wish. And if you're listening now and there's an organization that, you know, you're like trying to find one, I encourage you to look up Make-A-Wish and see what they're all about. And if it, you know, strikes you the right way, you know, be a part in some way. And obviously they've come into you guys' life and have helped make you guys' life, you know, a little more fun, a little more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys are hanging out. Nathan's still having a good time, buddy. Everything's good.
Yeah.
You said that Nathan was playing the guitar. The Eric Church sent him in to go. It's a pretty cool guitar, huh?
Mm-hmm. Awesome, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank
so you. Well, you guys hang out, and we're
about to have a birthday party.
If we want to, we have all kinds of stuff over there for a party. So yeah, you guys continue hanging out. They're going to be with us for a lot of the morning this morning. So yeah, thanks again to Eric and Zach Brown who sent all that. How your weekend good?
Yeah, it was. I mean, relaxing, but not
on purpose, I guess we had rainy weather in Nashville, so it was like, okay, I guess we're just stuck at home. But both my husband and I were like, kind of needed that. The only thing that really got out of the house was your Funny and Alone show.
Yeah.
Which was really good. It was awesome. So thank you for having us, because I know you were, when we were all talking about going, you're like, don't come.
This is the reason why.
Okay.
It's because when I first started doing any sort of comedy, somebody was a big stand-up, was like, never have your friends come to your show. And I was like, why? He said, because they hear you tell jokes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't think he's like, I never have my friends and family come because they hear me all the time tell jokes.
Okay.
And they're the worst people to come watch because they see you all the time. And so I was like, no. And then everybody came.
Everybody.
It was like the family reunion. If you've ever worked on this show, in the history of the show, you came to the show.
And it was awesome.
And Ray brought Bay. And then, well, whatever.
Everybody
I was worried about
everybody's.
Ray for you know, having a little too much to drink. Yeah. But she ended up getting sent home.
Yeah.
Because she did. And she, yeah.
She just went home a little early.
Yeah.
Ray, was she sent home or she voluntarily was like,
She voluntarily said, I'm going to slip out.
Yeah.
You stay here. Nothing's
she
wrong.
She recognized.
I'm going to go home.
She recognized. She was, yeah. Amy brought her husband. Eddie brought his wife. Lunchbox brought his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of people. I'm not going to lie to you. But it was kind of good to see. Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. My headline from the weekend. Amy, you're first. Your headline.
Funny and Alone.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely the highlight of my weekend for sure, like seeing your comedy show. And so many people there, it was just crazy because we work with you every day. And a lot of people there were like, oh, surely this isn't your first time seeing his show. Like, how many times have you seen it?
And you're every day for 5 hours. I sit with them.
Well, no. But you travel the country doing it. So the fact that you were, you did it at home, we got to actually go. And no, those are jokes. A lot of them we don't hear every day. I mean, stuff you keep it all on the down low because, your jokes aren't supposed to get out.
Well, no, I just write them. And then eventually we'll do a special. And then, it's not like a song. Like, if you tell a joke once and hear it, it's over.
Right.
If you go to a concert, you like to hear the same song over and over again. You don't want to hear the same joke.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some stuff I had never heard before and stuff that I laughed out loud.
Hope. It's a comedy show.
Yeah. Some stuff I was like, whoa, okay. One of them that was my favorite, which I guess we can't say, but I was like, I'm still laughing at it.
Well, thank you. I don't know what it is.
No, thank
you.
About the cake.
I know. Stop. Oh, don't okay. do. Don't. That's the first rule about jokes. You don't talk about that.
Oh.
Amy's like, I get why we can't talk about it, but here's the one I like.
But here's my favorite. Here's the best one.
It's so funny.
It was nice. It was fun and nice to see your husband out.
Yeah, and he was laughing out loud. Like I kept looking to the side to be like, okay. How
does he like the crew? Like every because he's not around us a lot. Does he like the show?
Yeah.
He's so quiet.
He is.
And I'm always thinking he's watching us.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Watching our hands and feet and seeing if we're going to attack.
He's more of the guy that's over there just kind of observing things, not really front and center.
I felt and Lunchbox said this too, he wanted to go out and hang out and party, but you wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
We were going to go home. It was cold and kind of rainy and... There's just I guess there's a basketball game on and the guys weren't going out to dance or do whatever. They were going to watch basketball. So I was like, if you want to go, you can go and I'll just take an Uber home because we Ubered. And so I was going to have to just take an Uber by myself. So then he decided to come home.
Yeah, sounds like he's pressured.
It was late, though. I thought you were going to leave your show way earlier. No, it was 11.
Oh.
Yeah, because the first day I goes on at 8 to 8:30, then 9, and I go on at 9:15. I'm not done until 10:30.
And then apparently we hung out way too long.
Oh, you guys wouldn't leave. And it was all of you. And I was like, guys, the theater, it's part of the thing. The later everybody works in the theater stays, the more it costs.
Yeah, well, you should have told me that. Yeah. I didn't know.
I tried. I was like, guys, we got to go. And then I would go down and get all my stuff, and everybody's still hanging out.
Yeah, you came back, and we were still there, and they were just chilling.
It's Bobby has his backpack on. He's like, okay, guys.
This group is together all the time, 6 hours a day, but yet we just couldn't get it. You guys just couldn't get enough of each other.
Yeah.
So it was fun. It was good to see.
It was.
It was good to see everybody there. Eddie sent me a message yesterday, and he was like, hey, dude. My wife even thought you were funny.
Yeah,
and
she did.
And I was like...
I mean, I think you're right. With the whole friend thing, I laughed at some of your jokes, but I'd heard a lot of the material. Because, we're besties. But she had never really heard any of this stuff. And she giggled the whole time. And on our way home, she goes, I really thought that was so funny.
Well, Lunchbox recorded people after the show. He went up to them and ran with a hidden microphone. I guess it was a hidden?
Oh, it's just my phone, doing some hard-hitting interviews.
Here you go.
What'd you think? It was absolutely wonderful. The best night of my life.
Wow.
I laughed so hard, almost peed my pants.
Oh, wow.
Hey, wow.
How about that?
That's 5 stars.
Almost. Wow. If you can make someone.
Don't let that go to your head. Best night of her life.
No, let it get to your head.
Yeah, that's cool. No, that lets you know you made it. What would you say to other people that haven't seen it?
Come see it. It's awesome.
How about you?
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
What did you like about it?
Everything.
Just all everything.
That guy's funny. Well, it was fun. I'm glad everybody came out, I guess.
How did you feel?
It's fine. It's just a machine to me. It's just like go out and work a little new material, work a little new material, get ready for the special, record the special, then all the material dies.
Okay. Dies?
Then it all dies?
You don't use it again. You spend a year creating it, and then once it's dead, you're done. It's wiped away.
Wow.
Because you can't use it again.
Yeah.
And so you build an hour, and then.
A lot of work.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even debut the world's saddest joke, which I had, and I was like, it's just not the place now.
Why?
Because it's the saddest joke.
Do it now.
Nope.
Man, I'll tell you what, though, I was nervous for you going in because I never seen you do stand-up. I was worried that I didn't know how it was going to go, but...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what if he's terrible? Mm-hmm. What if he's terrible? But you got up there and you actually knew how to tell jokes and like make people laugh. I was impressed.
Well, we know you're funny. But
no, but
it's a different skill set.
It's a different scenario. Yeah. It's a different thing. He's not having people talk back. He's just talking. And sometimes that can get to you.
Sometimes
but,
when you're transitioning from one to another, like if you just didn't feel it, there's the moments where you weren't, you're like, oh, I don't really know if that one went over well.
Oh, all the time. I'm always trying new stuff.
Okay.
And so, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And if it doesn't, you just go, okay, on to the next one.
Okay.
It's like a quarterback. Throw an interception, move on.
Yeah.
Got to go to the next one. Then you find what works, and you make that hour, and then you put it on TV.
Got it.
And there you go.
But that's anyway. What I was saying, because in here, if something screws up, he can be like, oh, it was Lunch's fault. You know what I mean? Like up there, it's all on him. Like he can't blame anybody but himself. When he's up there.
Some
in here.
And some jokes you thought of that day because you're like, this happened to me today, like literally just happened to me. I'm like, and you just wrote that joke?
And depending on if it was like a real timely thing, yes.
Wow. That's
but it's like in here, guys, I'm funny all the time. You guys
you
don't
are.
Realize it because we're always battling our wits in here.
Yeah. Battle
do
of the funny.
Do you think any of us could do our own comedy show like that?
Oh, great. Now Amy thinks she can go comedy.
No,
here
don't.
We go.
I don't.
Afterwards, so the whole theater was open, right? So, by the way, if you're just turning the radio on, I did a stand-up comedy show in Nashville, and everybody came. It was the first time I'd done it, like a home show, like a real show. And so everybody came from the show, and afterward, everybody's hanging out at the theater, and the theater's empty. And Amy gets on stage, and like, I've always wanted to do this. Starts doing, like, pirouettes and stuff on the stage.
Yeah, like my dance routine back in the day.
She was like, I just want to do this one time.
Yeah.
And so she's like a ballerina.
Yeah, it was my solo.
It felt good, huh?
It did.
Nobody
theater,
moved you.
When you're sitting in the crowd, you're like, okay, yeah, this is a big theater. But then when you're on stage and you're looking at all those chairs and up top, like the top tier balcony area, I was like, whoa, there's way more seats in here than I thought. Like when you're on there, do you see all those or the lights kind of like take that away? Because that would help calm my nerves if I couldn't see exactly that many people.
You know how many people are there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Did
you ever see us?
I had no idea where you were.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
Oh.
I don't. And it's almost like too, like when you play sports, you know the crowd's out there, but not really. Like you're just doing what you do and it just happens or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. You kept calling people up, and I was like, he's been calling us up. He's been calling us up.
No.
And
no,
everybody on the show basically got a shout-out from the stage except for me.
What?
What?
I didn't get a shout-out.
Yeah, you had a whole joke about you.
You had one about, you can't say.
Yeah, I had a whole joke about you.
Oh, I didn't consider that a shout-out. I thought you meant like he...
What? Okay. You were in the skit. You were in the sketch. Like, you got a thing.
You
Eddie
know
got mentioned a couple times, and Eddie was on stage. I was like, wow, I guess I'm not funny.
Well, I provide humor. That's why.
Eddie, I didn't notice that.
Yeah,
Amy.
You did.
Eddie
yeah,
came up
times.
As we did a Raging Idiot song.
I know, but then also just randomly he got mentioned.
Oh, because he's
a joke.
Yeah, he steals.
Yeah, no, okay. Save it for the stand-up stage.
Oh.
Save it
I was
for
like,
the
I
stage.
Wonder how he's going to work me in. I wonder. And then nothing. I was like, cool. My husband was even like, oh, cool. He's putting the show in, you know, because it's like a home show. He's giving you all a little shout-out because you're in the crowd. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that was a
and
thing.
And so he was like, just wait for it. I was like, okay. And then
I did call up people too, but I called up Ross Copperman, and he played "Setting the World on Fire" from Kenny Chesney because Ross Copperman wrote the song.
And he gave you a huge compliment, said he was like thought you were hilarious.
And then I called Carly Pierce up, who's a new artist, and she played her song. Mm-hmm. And Eddie came up, and it was good. Ray, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Ray tweeted he was trying to tell the jokes to Bay the next day, his girlfriend, and she didn't think they were funny because Ray was telling them. Maybe they weren't funny anyway.
That's funny,
That's
right?
That's my favorite thing to do is retell jokes.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
you did good.
Well, thank you very much. Lunchbox, your weekend was good?
Yeah, my weekend was just laughs, laughs, and more laughs.
Man, I wish I had more weekends like this.
I mean, that's what I did. I just laughed comedy.
Laughed it up. All right. You feel like your wife has softened you, Lunchbox? Like, do you feel it in your bones?
No.
You still think you're the same hard edge guy you were before you met her?
I mean, I don't think I've changed at all. I think I'm just me.
I just read a tweet where Lunch was like, Bobby was great. He knew how to make people laugh. I just don't think before he was married he ever tweeted that.
But I just said that on the air.
I know. I said that on the air. In like an interview. He did an interview last week with a website, and he was like, Amy is fantastic. He said, I would never say it to her face, but you kind of did. You don't put that out there unless it wants to be out there. I just think your wife has added this new dimension to you. Like you're like Cuddlebox now.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's no. Cute.
It is. Yeah. Like, Lunchbox and I were talking before the show on Saturday night. We were out, or back, you know, backstage talking to people from the radio station. Lunch was like talking about Parent who had the TV show, and it was just like, just a jolly, smiley guy. And I was like, man, what a difference his wife has made in his life. Mm-hmm.
I have always been a jolly, happy guy.
Yeah,
really? You know, I just,
his
sometimes
wife was
I
with
go
him.
From,
yeah.
He's just different.
Yeah.
We love it, by the way.
Yes.
You've always had it. Don't get us wrong. You've always had it. You're just starting to let it show.
Peel the toenail up. Let us have that sensitive part of the toe.
Peel the what?
It's kind of gross. I get what you're saying.
Like those commercials with the little green guy stuck in there.
Oh, yeah. He's in there.
Aren't those the weirdest commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Stapleton has a new song out. It's called Last Thing I Needed, First Thing This Morning. It's actually an old Willie Nelson cover, but here.
Oh, the last thing I needed, first thing this morning, was to have you walk out.
That. Here's Willie's version.
The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out.
Willie's birthday's on Saturday. He's going to be 86, is that right?
84.
Is that what it is?
I think, yeah.
Kind of all the same, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's weird when you have people like Betty White and Willie Nelson that you don't know as anything but old. Like, in my lifetime, I only know Willie Nelson as being old. And when I see pictures of him as young, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Even Betty White, like, yeah, we good call on that one.
Because it's like...
See her one way.
Oh, you walk around the Austin City Limits building, and there are a lot of pictures of Willie there. And so it's like, wow, this is crazy to see him with like red, you know, that's his nickname too. But it's like he had red hair and big ponytails. And it's crazy, man. I barely remember all the tax stuff. You know,
oh, really?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, I remember that pretty well. I mean, it was a big news story back then.
Yeah. Well, there's new Chris Stapleton out today. So. No, that's not it. That's Sammy Kershaw.
A little different.
No, I have a reason. Sammy Kershaw in 1993 went number one on this day with She Don't Know She's Beautiful.
She don't know she's beautiful. Never call her. She don't know she's
beautiful. That like yesterday.
No, she's not that kind. She don't know she's beautiful.
So Nathan has been in for the last pretty much hour or so, and it was Nathan's Make-A-Wish. And so Nathan's been hanging out all morning. Holly, have you guys having fun? Holly's mom. Yeah?
Fabulous time.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
And we got Cupcake. It's his 10th birthday today. Like, was this strategic to be here on this 10th birthday?
It just happened.
Coincidence.
Oh,
yeah.
Completely random?
It just was completely random.
Well, Nathan, you having fun, buddy? Everything good? Nathan came over and was pushing
He's
buttons
got
on the board.
The biggest smile on his face, so yeah.
What we're really glad that you guys could come. We're really glad we were able to make it happen. And you know, thanks again to Zach Brown and Eric Church and just all of that. So I hope you guys have fun today. And I hope little sister had fun too. Ariana, you have fun?
Good time?
You have a cupcake for breakfast? Yeah? Oh yeah. Cupcake for breakfast, she loved.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Show.
Come on, Bobby.
gotta give a special shout out to Zach Brown and Eric Church and everybody who just makes everything that we do really special, because Nathan just left. Nathan was part of Make-A-Wish, and his Make-A-Wish was to come up and sit in on the show, and of course we said yes to that, and Nathan's wanted to come up here and sit with us, and he also had two favorite artists, and if you missed it, it was Zach Brown and Eric Church, and so reached out to Zach, and Zach was like, hey, you can come to whatever show he wants, and like, well, we'd love to see him.
Hey, Nathan, this is Zach Brown, man. We're thinking about you, buddy. Hope to see you soon. Come out and see us, man.
It's his 10th birthday, and then Eric Church was like, okay, I got... And Eric Church really is a good dude. He's very private, but he's really a good dude. And he was like, what's his favorite song? And his favorite song's Homeboy. So Eric Church sat and played Homeboy on his guitar for... And it was Nathan's 10th birthday today. So here's Eric Church backstage before one of his shows playing this for Nathan. It's about 1 minute long. Have to do that, and Nathan gets to go home with the video of Eric Church playing him a song, because Eric was going to come in today, but he wasn't in town, and so, you know, they came up from Florida, and so I was like, at least give him a video, and Eric sent him the guitar that he played and signed. It was just really, that's what makes our format so great. I know I say it all the time, it's just like, there's a difference in the artists that we get to work with and the other formats. I just say, hey, will you, and they say, how much do you want? It just, you know, depends on who it is. So I really appreciate everybody that helped out. I think we made this day very special. At least I hope we did. I mean, we have a group of people on the show, and if you're new to the show, welcome to it. I mean, we're basically just a group of friends that came together. I'm the only one that's ever been on the radio, and like all these people in this room here are friends that I've kind of found along the way. When I met Amy, she was selling granite, and I don't even know what that means, but she was selling granite. I really have no idea what Amy was doing. She was just selling granite to people, like wholesale, right?
Yes, I worked like for full a rocks. Natural stone importer, and we would wholesale the rock.
And I was like, you gotta come be on the show. Lunchbox was working at Jason's Deli, like delivering sandwiches.
Yep. He
3 hours from graduating college, and he just quit school. And that, you know, Brad Pitt also did that.
Hey, really? A lot
like,
in common.
Left just a few credits. And Jake Owen also left a few credits short, I believe. And like was like, I'm going to pursue my dream.
Wow.
So Lunchbox was a delivery driver when I met him. Eddie was a TV producer. Like, I walked into a blind TV studio once.
And audition.
Audition. I was like, hey, I'm Bobby. I'm here to audition for the role of host. And so...
he's not lying.
I'm not
That's
lying.
I so, know, but I'm just picturing you.
And they're like, okay, go. And I'm like, what's happening? Because I have two, you know, off the air. I'm like, hey, I got nothing to say. But then once the mic comes, I'm like, what's up? And so Eddie and I were just paired together. We worked together for like 10 years. And I was like, dude, come be on the show. The point of this is... None of us are supposed to be on the radio. You know, I was doing nights. Mm-hmm. I was like talking up ramps of songs. And so all of a sudden we get a morning show and things get crazy and we get one station and three stations. And now we're on over 100 affiliates and it's crazy. And it's thanks to you guys in the room and thanks to the listeners that listen to the show. I'm getting to a point here.
I know. Okay. There's a but. There's a but.
Now, there's no
somewhere.
But.
But.
We have been together for so long. Like Lunchbox and I have been together for 13 years.
13 and a half years.
And a half. He knows
oh,
that.
And a half.
And we all have our personalities, and we've grown up together, basically. And so, of the group, I think Eddie's probably the nicest, right? Would you agree that Eddie's, like, the nicest? Like,
yeah.
When you see him, he's just, like, he just smile.
Yeah.
Eddie's just, like, the nicest guy.
I like that.
Okay.
But he's gone a little overboard in his niceness.
Oh, Uh-oh. Okay.
I knew there was a but. Lunchbox is right.
No, it's not a but. I just want to. I want to run about the show. He's got this new greeting he's doing, and I heard him doing it.
And he's like, people will come up and be, hey, how's it going? Let's just.
Yeah.
So this is what Eddie's doing to people. And I've heard him do it 3 times. And it just turns into a thing every time. So Eddie's our video producer.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's just go.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Better than I deserve, Bobby.
Oh, no.
God.
Stop. What are you talking about? He says it every time. Like, Eddie, how's it going?
Better than I deserve, Bobby.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know what? And I'm trying another one, too. Blessed. I like that one, but stop. I'm not sold on it yet. I still like better than I deserve, Bobby.
It is a little too much.
So what? Why do you? So you sit at home and think about these nice?
No. Like a couple weeks ago, I said hi to an old man. I said, "How are you doing, man?" He goes, "Better than I deserve, son." And I was like, "That is legit." I'm like, it lit me up. I was like, I like that. That's just like I don't deserve to have a great day, like, but I am, and I'm doing great every single day. So that's my new greeting.
Yeah, but you're not doing great every single day.
Right, that's
Why not?
It's a lie. You don't do great every day.
So when someone asks you, how are you doing, do you tell them, like, eh, not very good?
No. No, I just. No, just but
maybe.
Good,
I mean, should we be more honest? Because if you say how.
That would take too long.
It would.
How long do you have?
Your whole thing, though, is a conversation starter.
Like, of course.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. That's how it should be.
I think it could be better than that.
See. I
try
think better than I deserve is better than blessed.
Well, I know. I said I haven't gotten to bless yet. I might try that one next week.
Okay.
How you doing?
Better than I deserve.
Terrible. It's terrible. Because you come on here and complain about how bad you're doing all the time, and then you go the next hour and you're like, oh, I'm doing better than I blessed, or whatever you say. Better than
better
blessed.
Better than I deserve.
Better than blessed,
well,
brother.
It's a thing.
And did you like it, Bobby?
No. I didn't, because it just... It's like stopped people from walking.
Oh. It halts people.
Yes,
in
it halts people because they're stopping. Because they have to say something back to you now.
Yeah.
But that's good to engage in conversation.
People don't want to talk. They just say hi. If they follow up, they do.
I thought it was a legit question. How are you doing?
It's never a legit question.
Oh, okay.
If someone says, how are you doing? If the emphasis is on you, they really care. If not, it's just hello.
Got it.
How are you doing?
Better than I deserve.
No!
Oh, no!
No! Hanging out with the Bobby Bone Show. So Eddie, our video producer, walks around now. So he says, hey, man, how's it going? How you doing?
Better than I deserve, Bobby.
And he says that to everybody like he's a 90-year-old man. But now we're being told that Eddie stole this from somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Miranda in Gainesville, Florida.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Eddie's yelling better than I deserve.
Yeah.
But you think he took it from who?
Well, there's a guy out in Nashville named Dave Ramsey who does a financial talk show. And whenever people call and say, hey, Dave, how you doing? He says, better than I deserve. And that's kind of his signature line.
That's how Eddie got it.
Yes, Dave was just here.
Wow.
Dave was in last week, mm-hmm. and he's coming back Thursday by himself. Eddie, I bet he said that, and that's where you got it.
Well, I didn't say that I made it up. Now, the fact that if I got it from Dave Ramsey, then I have no idea. That was just something that happened.
You said, you told us a minute ago, you talked to some old guy.
I
and
did.
He said,
I
was
did
that
at the
Dave?
Grocery. No, it wasn't Dave. He was not the old guy.
Hey, Dave.
No.
Alexis in Dover, Tennessee. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm really good. What would you like to say?
Okay, so I used to work at a Piggly Wiggly in Dover, Tennessee, and there was a guy that would come in every single day, and I would ask him, "Hey, how are you?" Every time he says, every day's a holiday or too blessed to be stressed.
I love that one.
And how'd you feel about that?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know he was trying to be nice and everything, but after I heard it every day, it was kind of getting old. So I finally just quit asking him how he was doing. Oh.
Thank you, Alexis. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen over North Korea. But it's just getting nuttier.
Oh, boy.
Like, something's going to happen.
If you could figure it out, that'd be great.
It's just, I was talking about this last week. It's like, this Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. is having these big fake, you know, showing America getting blown up. And there was just thousands of people cheering. Like, they were just, and now he's attained a third U.S. citizen. And he's obviously doing this just to, I mean, it's like two dudes fighting over a girl. Mm. I don't really know who the girl is in this thing, but it's like, they're trying to...
Her name's Power, I think.
Whoa. North Korea has detained a U.S. citizen, officials say Sunday, bringing the number of Americans being held to 3. Tony Kim is his name is being held. This is going to come to a head in some way. Because neither one of these guys like to be disrespected.
Yeah.
And you know what starts fights? Not really what you're fighting over, but the fact that you feel... It's like if there's a parking spot and two people are going... You know what? There are parking spots all over the place. But it's the fact that you got disrespected as someone was trying to jump into your spot that starts the fight between the two people. Yes. It wasn't really the parking spot. There are 1,000 parking spots all over this place. You maybe have to go back 2 rows, but it's the fact that you tried to cut me off and even though I was here... It's the disrespect part of it. That's what's going to happen here. Mm. Somebody's going to feel disrespected, and here we go. What do I know?
A lot.
Today in 1993, Sammy Kershaw was number one with this song right here. She don't know she's beautiful. Today in 2012, Hard to Love from Lee Bryce was released. Hard to love, oh, I don't make it easy. And happy birthday to Kelly Clarkson, turns 35 today. Here's a little Kelly for you. What is the feeling taking over? Oh, you still feeling that, Amy?
Yeah.
Amy starts bobbing her head. Happy birthday, Kelly. Yeah. Wow. Bobby Bones Show. They did a study and they found out that country music has the most drug references of any musical genre.
Really?
What?
It's more funny. Yes, more than all. Eddie and I talk about this all the time because every song, not every, a lot of songs have references in them that people don't even realize are drug references unless you listen to them.
Okay.
But every song's about getting high now.
Yeah.
And so, here we go. Country's first, followed by jazz, pop.
Jazz?
Electronic, rock, folk, and rap comes in last.
I'm shocked by rap being last.
The scientist who conducted the study says because marijuana has become more normalized in our culture, a lot of country artists are singing about it now more than ever. And they're later to do it. Because it was a huge thing in hip-hop, and now not so much. Mm. They're doing more research on why rappers aren't talking about drugs as much as they used to a decade ago.
Because all the country people are.
I think now they probably, rappers probably moved on to like pills and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Something different, yeah.
I think they're just ahead.
Okay.
We're I'll living in that. The past yeah. over here.
And some of the country stuff has got to be subtle or like code words.
Because we were up so high. There are so many high references.
They were high on a mountain.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They were
drove
high.
Burning the world.
On fire. Yeah, like
setting the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that really one, though?
No.
Of course it is.
Because I know there's in the lyrics of that song, because we were
all night.
We were getting so high.
Yeah.
I thought they were feeling so high.
Whatever it is, same thing.
Why were they feeling so high?
Because they were high on life, Eddie,
in their
just
hotel
like
room?
You.
And then setting the world on fire.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of references.
Yes.
Mm. I mean, what about Blake Shelton?
Oh, yeah.
A Colorado hit me
like a...
Colorado
high.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that one is.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Drink a little, smoke a little.
Well, Aldean's got one, too. I got a little more Jack in my Coke now. I got a little more smoke in my smoke now. High in my smoke now. Something like that.
See, we don't even get it.
And we're John so Party, cool. Like the dirt on his boots.
What? Okay.
Wow.
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding about that
one.
Deep.
I'm just kidding about that one. But
every single song, really.
That's from like a real scientist who took like the top 50 current songs.
It's interesting.
And went through them. And it was like, country has more drug references than any other format.
Wow.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah. Represent.
Rebels.
No. Brad Paisley played at a bar last night in Nashville and brought out a bunch of his buddies.
Oh, well, and I saw, who was it? John Fogerty?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he one of your favorites,
too? He is one of my favorites,
yeah. Why didn't you go?
Because it was just late. One free name drop?
Yes.
Okay, want permission from the room?
It's all you.
Drop on.
So Brad texted me the night before. It was him and John Fogerty. And they were like, hey, we're playing at this bar. You should come out. It's Sunday night. And it was so late. And it was a school night.
I know, but it's like.
It doesn't matter.
Those, like,
I don't go to shows on weeknights.
Oh, I figured that's something you maybe would have gone to.
And he was like, come sit in and do play a CCR song too. And I was like, oh, but I couldn't. I can't come in all tired.
Yeah.
But it was cool. For the people that were at the bar, I got to watch Brad Paisley play with John Fogerty and Timbaland showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was the whole, it's cool. It's like one of those things, like only a Nashville thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the big artists like to do. They like to go to tiny bars and just show up. But it's never, for everybody that's coming to Nashville, here's the tip. It's never on the weekends, like Friday or Saturday night. Like people come and they're like, I wonder where all the famous people. They're out working on Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's a great point to make to people.
Just so you know, if you come to town ever to visit Nashville and look for country stars, they're around on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They're around, and we can tell you like supermarkets to go to where Amy goes with hangs out with all of them. Like she goes down, Brett Eldridge on aisle three. She walks over, you know, here's a little Big Town. They're all, you know, practicing acapella over here, singing in front of the salmon. But
the salmon.
Salmon.
That's true.
But it's on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Because otherwise they have to work, and they work on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights and travel on Sundays because that's when people go to shows. So people can get off.
Mm-hmm.
So that was last night. Paisley's doing something cool too, where he's putting out every song on his record as a video. Think country's Beyonce Lemonade.
Oh.
Ooh,
wow.
Like that.
I haven't heard anyone compare it to that, but that's what I would compare it to.
Okay. Good comparison. I get it.
Yeah, Love and War is
that. I
didn't
really get into the whole lemonade thing, but I get it.
Yeah, me either. I take my dog to the vet right after the show Friday. So he did just crazy vomiting all over the place. He's also 14 years old, and he's a dog that lives to about 10. Mm. And he's been good. Like, he's, for an old dog, like, he's still got a little pep in his step sometimes. So I take him to the vet, and, like, they gave my dog an IV. Like, when I was a kid, if my dog got sick, he didn't get an IV.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Because I'm not married with kids, I'm like, give the dog an IV.
So he's
like,
dehydrated?
Well, they were like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, money is no object. I have no kids and no life. Just make the dog better.
Okay.
And so they give the dog IV. It's like $30, right? And so he obviously didn't like that. So kids have to stick a needle in him. And then they did all this blood work on him, and he's pretty much good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but now he has this kind of dog food he has to eat, and it's this soft. I'm sure it's really good. It smells like Dookie, though. Like, because I've been feeding him dry food forever. And now I have to open a can, and it's like,
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of putting it in the refrigerator just straight up with no lid, and like everything in there smells like, it's awful.
Yeah, don't do that.
And so, like, I love this dog, and I love dogs just more than anything. And so, like, I'll go down, whatever this dog needs. It's my dude, 14 years old. And so now he loves this food so much, I can't move anywhere in the house without him thinking I'm going to the food. And so I get up, just go to the bathroom. He's like, you going to food? You going to get more food? You going to get more of that soft? Because it's like if you ate bologna your whole life, right? Mm-hmm. If you were 90 years old and you ate bologna from 0 to 90, but you turned 91, and on your 91st birthday, you got filet mignon, wouldn't you be like, whoa, I must have filet mignon every meal? Because that's what he's like right now.
Okay, that's awesome, though.
No, it's annoying. But
hey, it puts a little extra pep in his step.
It's like doggy crack, man.
Let him enjoy it.
And I don't even know what crack's like for humans because I never tried crack, but everybody says it's like crazy. So that was a deal. And he's nuts for it.
Oh, good. Well, that is better.
Yeah. I do think it's going to be a thing, though, for the next however long he's around. Like, he's just, when you get old, you get sick and weak.
I know this is a really weird conversation.
It's not. It's not weird. I love that.
What I'm about to say.
Go for it. Bring.
I need to know what you're going to need during. I know it's weird to talk about it.
You won't
I mean,
even
it's
know.
It's going to happen. What do you mean you
won't? I won't even tell you guys.
Well, we're going to eventually know. And then how do we, like, what is the best thing we can do for you during that time?
Nothing. The same way you guys do anything. I don't like any. Just cool. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us.
No calls, no texts.
What?
Just be like, hey, whatever Eddie says.
So we just act
better
like
better than
nothing.
I deserve?
No.
Just say sorry about your dog. He's not even dead right now.
I know.
Yeah, let's not think like that.
I
yeah.
know. I said this is going to be
what
weird.
What a morbid conversation.
Yeah, why would you bring that up?
Guys.
I'm just here talking about catching the listeners up on my dog.
You just said this is how it's going to be.
But I didn't say, hey, ask me how to talk to me with my dog.
It's honest, something I've been thinking about.
Wow.
We'll
cross that bridge when we get there.
No, so too. This isn't a cross. Never mind.
We were sharing positive news, and all it was a switch to wet dog food, and you're going into, when he dies, what do we do?
Okay.
It was quite the downer. Like, I was excited. My dog was better.
Yeah.
We got whatever those
I hope IV. That this is 10 years from now.
And then Amy's like, let me just stop this for a second, all this positivity, and ask you, how do we.
That's not what I meant. I really just am, like, worried about you.
Dang, Amy Downer over here.
Okay.
All right, so on Saturday night, I had a stand-up comedy show here in Nashville, and it's rare that I get to be in my own house and go to a show and come back, and everybody's there, right? And so Amy's with her husband, Lunchbox with his wife, Eddie's with his wife. Morgan, who has a boyfriend, our head producer who's in the glass room, does not show up with her boyfriend. And everyone was like, why isn't Morgan with her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan makes a comment like, well, we only had one ticket, but I wouldn't bring him around you guys anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said that to me.
Oh, she didn't say
so,
it to me.
So what's your thought here, Morgan?
I was totally just joking. I think he's met, like, most of you guys, hasn't he?
I've never met him.
Have I met him?
I don't think he's met you, Bobby, but he's definitely met, like, Amy and Lunchbox and Nada.
Lunchbox, you met him?
I don't remember meeting old frat boy.
Yeah, it was at the Dierks Bentley show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was kind of, woohoo.
Oh, he was?
He was not. I was like that, but he wasn't.
Well, I kind of got offended a little bit, you know, because why wouldn't she want to meet us? I think we're kind of cool, like, especially me and Bobby. Like,
I'm the least cool.
No, I mean cool as in we're not going to bite.
Morgan brought the boyfriend before this boyfriend around me. I think it was, like, there was no more.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because I was like, that Morgan, watch out for that dude. And so I was giving him a hard time. And who was right?
You were right. But I also feel like you're pretty tough.
Yeah?
So maybe I'm scared a little bit to bring him around you. I don't know.
How is that going, by the way?
It's going really well. I mean...
Oh, she got a little Tony there. Like, you got a little voicey.
See, this is why I don't talk about him. Because then y'all are like, oh, you don't really like him. No, I love him.
So. Whoa!
LOVE!
Wait, did you say I love you?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say to the last one?
Yep.
Okay, we're not going to go there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it was just a frame of reference.
See, you make it a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I was just asking if you...
That's why I keep this one to myself. I'm protecting him.
Aww.
Bring him in. Let's have him as a guest. I want to interview him.
No, that's okay. He has a job. So.
This isn't like a game show.
He can come in at 6 a.m.
Yeah, bring him in before work. I'd love to talk to him one day.
Okay, probably not.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. Okay.
I felt bad, though, because she said she didn't know if she could bring him or if there was an extra ticket or anything, and there was an empty seat right next to my husband.
No,
time.
No.
I was like, oh.
Ray brought his girl.
Yeah.
Now, she had to go home because she got really drunk.
Yeah.
And she was, Ray and Morgan sit in the glass room together. And before the show, Ray was already drinking a lot. And Ray's girlfriend was like, I'm going to take care of Ray. I'm not going to let him get out of control from drinking too much. And she was wanting to have to go home because she had way too much to drink. Was she out of control?
No, she just wasn't I looked at her and she was looking green. And I said, I can take you home. And she's like, no, I'm out. I'm gone.
That's kind of you guys' thing though, right? Like, that's what bonds you guys.
Yeah.
The partying.
Yeah, we love to party.
Yeah.
I mean, and watch a comedy show. That was awesome.
But she left.
Yeah, she saw a lot of it. She saw all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was good to see everybody. Yeah, I got to get on this Morgan's boyfriend now. I got to see what this is all about. I wonder if he's even real, huh? This is the Bobby Bones Show. All right, thanks for being a part of the show today. I think tomorrow's going to be cool. Miranda Lambert will come by. We'll talk to her during the show tomorrow morning. We're not exactly sure what time yet, so I would say watch Instagram. Because as soon as I know, I'll post it. This whole thing's like a mystery right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Bobby Bones, it's even a mystery to me as of this point. So, and I'm like 93% sure she's going to be here.
I'm like trying to remember the last time she was in the studio.
4 years.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, she came in with the Pistol Annies.
Oh, that's true. She was.
She's never been in by herself.
Wow, okay.
So that's tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Like if I were betting, I would bet it's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll post as soon as I know. Mr. Bobby Bones. Tonight at my house, Dierks Bentley stopping by for a Bobbycast. So iHeartRadio, search Bobbycast or subscribe on iTunes, and you can hear that right there. So again, 92% sure Dierks will be at the house tonight. Like he'll remember and come. So that should happen at the house tonight. Thank you for being a part of the show today. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. All right. Thank you, and goodbye. Bobby Bones.